There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Friends, we're broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And as you know, last week we were out on the West Coast doing a bunch of stuff out there, tea parties and inundating and saturating the airwaves in California, as did we do some in-studio stuff. Well, we are on the East Coast, on the direct, we're on the other side of the United States of America. Now we're on the East Coast. It is beautiful over here, by the way, friends. It's like fall right now. But actually in North Carolina, actually in Charlotte here, it's a little muggy and wet. It's just rainy as all can be. But in saying that, we're happy to be here. And what we are doing out here is we are going to be doing some high schools, actually going to be doing a church tomorrow night. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to tell you. We actually just did another tea party in Wisconsin just 2 days ago. So we got off the West Coast, did a bunch of stuff there, boots on the ground there, and going from A to Z in the split second, we felt like Superman. I'm sorry, I was going to say Spider-Man, but that would be the wrong guy. But it's just one thing after another. And then once we got back from the West Coast, we did another event in Wisconsin, and which was really nice because we had a lot of people show up for that. And then directly the next morning after that event we did in Wisconsin, we flew out to Washington, D.C. We got into D.C. yesterday, a three-hour flight from Minnesota. And then once we did that, we drove 7 hours to Charlotte, North Carolina. So here we are today. And again, folks, what we're going to be doing is a church tomorrow night, and then we're going to be doing some high schools, and then we're going to be doing some colleges out in Lynchburg, Virginia, as well as in Richmond, Virginia. So we are out here demonstrating our Christianity. The last thing I want to do is be found among men that stand back and talk about the problems rather than being a part of the answers to the problems. Because, again, what we see out here is our posterity being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Again, what we want to do is be a part of that answer and get the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, folks, we got to give them knowledge. We have to give them understanding. And for the most part, everybody that was probably about 60 or 70 years old and then some in this country, they knew George Washington's farewell address in public schools. And even older than that, friends, many of these grandpas and grandmas today, they understood that they had to graduate Bible courses before they could actually graduate public schools in this country. So what we need to do is we need to go back to George Washington's farewell address, because that was made mandatory in 1962 in this country to virtually everybody that graduated public high school. And what did George Washington say? He said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So in other words, if they don't know where they came from, then how do they know where they're going? And if we don't stand up against what's going on in this country, friends, nothing's going to change. And the way it's going to change is when we bring trouble to the crime. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, and that's exactly what we're doing. And we're not asking for permission, friends, to obey God in our enumerated laws in the Constitution of the United States. Just ain't going to do it, and ain't is in my definition, in one of my definitions in my brand new dictionary here. It's called the Bradley Dean Dictionary. Do you like that? Yeah. I thought you would. Anyways, yeah, the right time to do the right thing, my friends, is right now, and that's exactly what we need to do, is do the right thing right now. In saying that, friends, we were talking about how the devil is in the details, and I'd ask you the question, you know, who said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America, friends? And you know what? I don't really care that Barack Hussein Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. I'm shocked that the American people are allowing him to do this. Then I asked you, who's attacked and transgressed the American Constitution, lied, and has been engaged in cronyism in over 900 documented accounts? Folks, he's a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer. And who does that? His father, John 10:10, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And they act accordingly. I mean, they all act like they're not going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ or something, right? But we can arrange the appointment concerning judgment to be a lot sooner than that if we really love our country. Read Article 2, Section 4. Then I asked you, who's attacked America's Christian heritage more than this administration? And America, who's allowed him to attack America's Christian heritage more than the American people? Then I went on, who's appointed several terrorist-tied Muslim Brotherhood members to the Department of Homeland Security? Friends, I want you to understand that these people are terrified that you actually act upon the truth that's being told to you. And therein lies your hope as well. These people are terrified that you catch on to what they're doing. But I'm trying to figure out how much more information needs to be given to the American people before they actually respond. Because if you don't respond, it shows the American people their lack of gratitude to allow this to happen in their country. I went on and asked you, whose Homeland Security Secretary recently stated that it's his job to give voice to the plight of the Muslims? Friends, first of all, Homeland Security is unconstitutional. It's a pretended authority. They have none. Oh, and I also want to let you know, too, friends, I can get into great specificity concerning the crimes of this administration, but why do I want to do that? If we know the crime has been committed, we don't have to have a debate. We don't have to have a panel set up where we have somebody on the left, as you're told, and somebody on the right, as you're told. As the crimes are laid to their candor, and then they're asked the question as to how they should respond to it. But, of course, again, during that debate, what is never made or referenced to is the law. Because if they actually brought reference to the law in, then they would have to do something about the problem. Because if they don't do something about the problem, then they're going to go down in history as the greatest of cowards. And cowards they are. And I was just sharing this with one of my friends last night when I was driving to Charlotte, North Carolina here. And I just said to him, I said, I cannot believe the people out there that I know of that know what the right is, and they know what the wrong is. But it's good enough for them that I'm out there with my wife and my five boys, little boys, going across the nation, being threatened, being harassed, being attacked by the state-controlled media and others. And they seem to be okay with it. They don't want to put any skin in the game. It was good enough for them. The skin in the game was their relatives that fought to give them the freedoms that they have. There's no worse men. There's no worse women in this country. And I see them all the time. You know, even going to some of the stuff that we do on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we do that because we want to give you information that others are afraid to give you. Or are unwilling to give you. And our slant isn't to bring forth the fear of men or consequence. Our slant is to show you that your sin is before God to bring forth repentance so that you'll put your faith in Jesus Christ, who is a man of war, who said, not by my spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. I'm sorry. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who's fixing to do some things on the behalf of those that hate him, if his church and those that are called by his name would really stand up and expect him to do something when he said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, friends. And I was just laying to your candor, friends, that I can bring forth great specificity concerning the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama and his administration and the CIA and the FBI. Oh, and by the way, there's good people in every one of these organizations. They're not all bad, not all corrupt. Of course, what we're doing is getting rid of the leaven that it's attempting to leaven the lump, or the foxes that are attempting to spoil the vine. But why would I want to do that? Why would I give you enough information, and why would you want enough information to know all the details? That's like saying before you actually execute the laws of the land against somebody that just broke into your house, you want to know every little facet of his life. You want to magnify the crime to no end, that there's no more crime, because you just gutted the pith and marrow out of the very purpose of the law, which reveals the sin. And when I say that, what we see is we see people that will just continuously highlight the crime and the criminal, and they'll go into great specifics concerning the criminal, but they won't deal with the man that's committing the crime. And then I lay to your candor again, friends, and I'm saying this on purpose, because men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. I can even get into a panel. I can have this on the radio every day if I so choose. Why would I waste my time? Why would I waste my time when we know that a crime has been committed, namely by this administration, and why would I ask the left, those that aren't ruled by the law, and the right, who are just as lawless as the left, because if they weren't, there wouldn't be a left. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But why would I set up a panel and ask them their opinion on a criminal that has been busted for violating the law? Why would I do that? And then furthermore, kick the can down the road by just forgetting about the crime and waiting for them to actually advance another one, just within a couple days, if it even takes that long. Adding strength to tyranny through inaction. But this is what we see all day long. Why would I, through circumstance, highlight the crime and then bring about fear to establish a paralyzation of the American people when if I preach repentance towards God in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, you're emboldened, friends, to a Christian that is born of the Spirit of God. When you hear of these Muslims and all these crimes that are being committed against we the people, it emboldens them. It doesn't deter them. It brings them to the fight. They don't capitulate. They run to it, just like David did when he saw Goliath. He said, is there not a cause? And keep in mind, friends, David sat there and he saw everybody standing there along with Saul, watching the Philistine defy the armies of the living God. David didn't run from the fight. He ran to the fight. And he ran to the fight because he seen that nobody else was willing to do it. And, of course, he was accused by his brother. And his brother said to him, we know your pride, David. Wait a second. David was like, what are you talking about? This isn't an issue of pride. This is an issue of attempting to do something that you're not willing to do. And I just wanted to tell you that my father, when I was out on the sheep cot tending sheep, there was a bear and there was a lion. And I killed them both with my bare hands. And I knew, and I'm not stupid enough to take that victory unto myself. I knew it was the Spirit of God. And listen, if he gave me the bear and the lion, I can surely take this Goliath down. And I'm not going to walk away from it. I'm going to go to it. And this is what real Christians do. They don't turn because they fear God. They don't fear man. A real Christian says, if there's trouble, let it come in my time so it doesn't fall to my kids. A real Christian understands what Scripture says, that many are the afflictions of the righteous. And a real Christian understands Scripture when it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And it was also David that understood his God when he said, Lord, you've given me the necks of my enemies. You set a table in the presence of my enemies. See, this is what the spirit of the Antichrist doesn't want you to know. It's called the cross of Jesus Christ. And when you understand the redemptive power of Jesus Christ, you're going to, like David, say, by my God, I'm going to leap over a wall, and by my God, I'm going to go through a troop, and by my God, I'm going to realize that it's you that subdueth the people from before me. See, that is so foreign to America that it sickens me. I mean, the American people would rather sit back and watch some joker like McConnell, a literal, folks, that man is a joke. He thought he was a rock star at the RNC, friends. Boehner is an absolute drunk. That is inside information. He's a loser, and you're allowing him to bring forth more loss concerning your freedoms. That's what makes him a loser. The loss that he's bringing. And folks, you have the Trey Gowdies and you have the Daryl Issas, who are the best that we have, say they. The state-controlled media. And isn't it interesting the state-controlled media keeps promoting what they're saying and what they're doing? But I got a question for you. Show me the money, Daryl. Show me the money, Trey. Hey, what happened to all of these investigations going back to the beginning of this criminal administration? What happened to judgment? What happened to you persecuting these individuals according to the law? We keep hearing your big bad words come up, but we don't see any fruit. But the American people are led to believe, you know what, this is the best we have. No, really what it comes down to, it's the best that you will do. And my message has been from since day one, friends, lay the axe to the root of the tree. And I say to you listening to me, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. And what is that? It's to take vengeance upon that which put Christ on the cross. Take vengeance upon that which put our boys and our girls 6 feet under the ground. And that's why they're there, because they took vengeance upon it. And far be it from the American people to allow anybody without or within to desecrate what they fought, bled, and died to give us. And they died magnifying the laws against the crimes that the American people are tolerating today. But friends, again, my objective here is not to bring forth fear, concerning circumstance. Just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. The Bible says we're made more than conquerors through him that loved me. The Bible tells us greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And yes, it's spiritual, no question about it. But read the Psalms, friends, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. God gave David the victory over and over and over again. Isaiah 51:4. Why? David was set forth as a king to bring forth judgment, to set a light, L-I-G-H-T, among the nations, namely his own. In America, you are called the light of the world because of why? Because when you go to the Supreme Court Justice and that building and you look up, you see Moses and the Ten Commandments and it says Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. People come to you as a safe haven because they know that you actually mean what you say because you believe in the God that you say that you serve and believe in. You actually serve him. You actually do more than just talk. Don't be like those that were rebuked by Jesus when he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Far be it from you to play the hypocrite, friends. Far be it from you to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. No, say, Lord, pulling all excuses away from me and giving you your word, bringing it back to your throne and saying, Lord, I pray that you would send forth us laborers into the field. Because today is the day, not tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. Life is but a vapor. And if life is but a vapor, and you told us to redeem the time, then let's redeem the time. And let's not be a bunch of procrastinators, friends. Procrastination means to do tomorrow what you can do today. No, do what you can do today, and then tomorrow we'll be open to do more. And just think, you'll be that much further. And do it by faith, not by reason, because we know that reason is an enemy to faith. Walk out the faith that you have within you. And then when you get to the end of it, look above again and look up to the author and the finisher of your faith and ask him to bring forth the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, so you can see further. See, from step to step to step to step, incrementally, little by little, God's way. That's how you win the day, friends. That's how you win the day. Folks, I was talking about the devils and the details. For everything that I can accuse this administration for, I have to ask the American people why they're letting this administration do what he's doing along with them. Folks, he is a clown. He is a joke. But I want to say this. The joke is on the American people, and nobody likes playing anybody's fool. So get yourself from under that position and stand up and be the patriots and the Christians that you're called to be. I'm going to take a quick break again, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The freeze-dried guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dried guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In Lynchburg, Virginia. But friends, again, we're out here being a part of the answer. And what we've been talking about is the devil's in the details. And I kind of just went with the flow and just wanted to kind of see where this thing was going to go. And friends, again, I just want to make this point real clear, and then I want to bring you over to William Wallace. You know him as Braveheart. He was a real man. He was a Christian man. As a matter of fact, when he was beheaded, they found his book of Psalms right next to his body. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But I want people to understand that it's not my objective on this radio show to magnify the crimes to the point where you're afraid to deal with the crimes. But I also want to let you know that I cannot empower you to overcome the crime until you're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. And until America realizes their sin is before a just and a holy God, Exodus 20, read it, and also 1 John 3:4, and until America puts their faith in Jesus Christ, is it the Holy Spirit so leads you that direction, I can do nothing to help you. Our first objective is to be revived ourselves before we can be about to revive others. In other words, we can't give what we ain't got. Until we got it, we can't give it. But I also want to tell you that when you do have it, you don't have to sell fire. Fire spreads, and we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Again, for the record, I don't want you to be put in a position where you're afraid to deal with the issues, but again, I can do nothing about that. That's between you and God. But when you get the infilling of the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what, it's on. It's on, and he has promised you nothing but victory. Remember Joshua and Caleb? Remember he said he'd pull down the defenses of your enemies? Matter of fact, there's even times in the book of Psalms where the Lord said, where the Lord said that he'd pull down the defenses. He would loose the loins of kings before you. In Psalm 2, it says that he would rebuke kings for his anointed sake. Folks, there's a place where God will not, I mean, God is not a man that he should lie, but there's a place with God, namely with the children of Israel, where he fulfilled every word of the covenant. Not one word was unfulfilled. We know that he's not a man that he should lie. And the Bible even tells us that when we're faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. But there also comes a point where enough is enough with opportunities before a just and a holy and a merciful, loving God. And we can find that in the book of Jeremiah, where the Lord just got to the point with his pleadings through his prophet, where he just got to the point and he said, Jeremiah, don't even pray for him anymore. That's a scary place to be. In other words, don't wait for the airplane to go down, friends, before you start calling upon the name of the Lord. Nobody wants a fair-weathered friend. You know, my objective in this life is to prove the God that told me to prove him. My objective in this life is to see the God of David, the God of Moses, the God of Gideon. I've seen the God of Gideon. I've seen the God of Joshua. I've seen him in action. But it wasn't until I got caught up to where he was could I behold what he was doing. And I know that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Stay in the spirit, and you'll understand that he said, I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of judgment. But until you first remember and understand this, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And then he goes on to say that we have mortified the deeds of the flesh by the spirit. Why? Going to Romans 6. Because we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Because he said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? And unto a positive, which that to me is a positive. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised them and to them that love him. So in other words, God will fulfill his promise to those that are responding with their whole heart. And I want to say this too, friends. To those that profess and call themselves Christians, do you love him with your whole heart? Because if you do, I want to tell you this. Because we're commanded to love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. But we can't do that without the Holy Ghost who's been shed abroad in our hearts, who's been given unto us in Romans 5:5. But if you proclaim and profess that you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, I say, you know what? You're in a perfect position to do everything that you want to do. Now, I need to add this to that with a question mark and ask you the question, what is it that you want to do? Because if it's outside of the things of God, remember it was Jesus that said, let your eye be single. And again, keep in mind, he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. It is. That's true. Most people don't want to acknowledge that because they want to think that they're going to heaven and they think that they're saved to go to heaven, when in fact, when you look at it scripturally, they're saved from heaven. But I want to make the point, friends, what is it that you want to do? If I really love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, the only thing I want to do and my objective, my end aim here is aim small, miss small. I want to see him glorified. I don't want to limit the Holy One of Israel. I want to see if he did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because we know he's the God of the living. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. He said he didn't change. I want to know that for me and my generation, that he'll do for me and my generation what he did for those of the past, the patriarchs, the Abraham, the Isaacs, the Jacobs, the Davids, the Moses, so on and so forth, the Gideons, the Samsons, the Barak, the Deborahs, the Esthers. Don't want to forget the ladies. See, I want to prove him. I want to know him. Because we need to keep in mind, friends, that God's not going to cast his pearls before swine. He knows the heart. He knows when men are trying to manipulate him. And he's the first one to tell us that, listen, it ain't going to go down that way. Until I have the whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you're not going to have access to the kingdom. Remember, friends, the Bible tells us that the violent take it by force. And I'll tell you what, you try to starve a lion in a cage and you put a piece of meat in front of him, he's going to get through that cage one way or another to get what he wants, right? And so it is with the children of God. The violent take it by force because we press into the kingdom. And we also know that we have privileges given unto us. We're partakers of the benefit to go to the throne of grace in the time of need. We have a right to come into the Holy of Holies. How? through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ to commune with our Heavenly Father, who again is alive forevermore. But until you're dead to this world, you're never going to understand what real Christianity is about. Because it's not a little of you and a little of him. It's not having your foot in the world and having one foot in the church. Because remember, the betweenites, there's no such thing. Jesus said either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll puke you. I will spew you out of my mouth. And then he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Folks, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. I remember hearing this on the Band of Brothers, 101st Airborne, 506th. I remember Lieutenant Spears talking to a soldier. His name was Private Blythe. And he said, you don't see how simple it is. And he was talking to him, trying to encourage him that until you realize that you're already dead, you're never going to be able to function as a soldier. Folks, we're not called to live unto ourselves. We're called to live unto him who died for us. And that is giving our posterity, friends, by the way, in the natural, a future and a hope. And also, folks, it assures us of peace and the righteousness that he establishes through the obedient. And that's a good place to be. And I want to say this too, friends, and I want you to understand me as I'm just on these little rabbit trails here. We're feeding the flock, I can see. Never live your life where your enemy doesn't see you as dangerous. And who are your enemies? Your enemies are those that are at war with you and your republic and your God. And this is something that I brought up the other day. How is it that the American people, again, going back to the professed church, even the conservatives and the patriots, because everybody's a Christian in America, just ask them, friends. Except the one or two Muslims that you might find, or the homosexuals, or the one or two atheist you might find. Never live your life where your enemy's not afraid of you. You know, criminals are afraid of cops. Why? Because they're committing a crime. You know, and this takes me over to Thomas Jefferson again, which is coming to my aid right now. He who fears the government. Folks, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And you have tyranny. But I'll tell you what, when you get it right before a just and a holy God, the government's going to fear you, the people. And by the way, they do already. They just don't want you to know that. And that's why they're attacking the light. That's why they're attacking the church, because they don't want you to have this information. What overcomes the world, friends? The faith. The faith of what? The faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. This is why this administration, this devil in the White House, is attacking your Christian heritage. This is the light that they want pulled away, because they want to pull the wool over your eyes by establishing something called Sharia law, which is perfect judgment. So you're going to have it either one way or you're going to have it the other. But friends, never live your life where the enemy's not afraid of you. Never. And mean it. And mean it, friends. And mean it. When I come back, I got one more segment. I don't know how this is going to go down. Hey, listen, I've been talking about William Wallace. If you've ever seen Braveheart, he's a real man. I just want to make one point when we come back on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be right back.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, But people like Bradley Beal and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, sir.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, hour two, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, it's really quick. The stuff that I've been talking about really highlights the Christ in courageous men, men like William Wallace. We had a man named Oliver Cromwell back in the 1600s who dealt with a corrupt king, King Charles. We can go on and on with history, friends. There's always one man that will stand in the way of tyranny, and it seems that the Lord will write the book of remembrance of those that stand against it, regardless if it be one or many. We can go back to John Knox. We can go to that prophet of God who stood up against Scotland in its tyrannical ways, and God gave him the victory. And it's interesting, friends, that John Knox, that prophet, was feared by Mary, Queen of Scots, the tyranness as she was, feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. That is a man that proved his God. And he went down in history that, 400, 500 years later, we're still talking about him. See, that's a book of remembrance that was written by the Lord. We talk about the Martin Luthers. Love them or hate them, all of them, friends. We see where man gets in the way, but we see where the Spirit of Christ overrides and wins the day. Even going to the MLKs of the day, friends. Oh, Bradley, he was this, that, and the other thing. You know what, friends? You know what? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. The fact of the matter is the whole world was singing, "We shall overcome," through that one man who had over 50 death threats every day of his life. Are you enjoying your freedom, friends? Are you enjoying the liberty that men sacrifice to give you? Because someone did sacrifice to give you the things that you have. Because without them, you wouldn't have the freedoms that you have. What about the greatest generation? Are you living for what they fought, bled, and died to give you? Or what about even, going back to the prophets that were opposed to tyrants of the past, like a Dietrich Bonhoeffer? I mean, friends, or the even going back further than that, not only the Martin Luthers, but also like the Zwinglis. I mean, friends, all throughout history, God has always had his men put into play to stop what was going on or to warn men
as to what was going on. Going back to Jeremiah again, he warned them, and he warned them, and he warned them, and he warned them. And they ignored him, they accused him, they violated him, they demonized him, they polarized him. At the end of the day, we're talking how many thousands of years later, Jeremiah was right. How do I know he was right? Because there was a book of Lamentations that was written. And that's a book nobody wants to read. But America's going to be reading the book of Lamentations if they don't open their ears and open their eyes and respond to the truth that's been given. Because, friends, you need to understand something. Truth demands a response. And I'm giving you that right now. And I'm giving that to you because I love you enough to tell you that. And by the way, so does my family. Oh, my goodness. In America, we're in this together. And when we realize that we're all saying the same things, we can deal with this. But, friends, it's not enough just to say, hey, you know what? Well, that president's not here anymore. Just let him get away with it. No, it's an issue of going back to every – folks, let's go back to the presidents that have committed crimes and establish justice and judgment. Let's hold them accountable. Let's indict them for their crimes and the administrations rather than just going into government completely broke and then leaving as millionaires with thousands and thousands of new policies laid on the people. No, let's simply get back to God's Ten Commandments so we don't have to deal with man's 10,000, but let's bring the men that brought the 10,000 to justice so we can send the signal that we're not going to tolerate your crimes anymore. That's going to put the fear of God and the fear of the people into the hearts and the minds of those that serve we the people. And until that happens, nothing's going to change. And I know that there's people all across this country, friends, yep, they're there, that are actually working on your behalf to get the job done one way or another because they trust in the living God. And we know that the arm of the Lord has been revealed to those that believe. And only those that actually respond to the call understand. And who are they? Well, you know who they are. I can tell you who they are. The ones that are getting in trouble today for doing the right thing. And let me tell you something, friends. It's not hard to get in trouble today for doing the right thing. But also keep in mind, Jesus said, where I be lifted up, reading, just kind of reading off of, making reference to both Jesus and the book of Acts, which Christ was in both of them, of course. But look at all the tumults and the uproars. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto you. And that's exactly what he does. Well, the state-controlled media attacks the righteous. God continuously gives them the necks of their enemies. The Lord said that he would deliver up the inhabitants of the earth into the hands of the righteous. But when the righteous have it in their hands, again, I got to ask you the question, what are you doing with what's been delivered up into your hands? I want to tell you something, friends. It's delivered up into your hands and you've never lost it. You've just got to enforce it. And that's exactly what it comes down to today. I want to go back to something I'd asked you earlier, friends, is if you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, I said do what you want to do. The question that I have for you is what are you doing? Because if it's not being led of the Spirit of God, then who do you really love? Is it the arm of the flesh or is it birth of the Spirit? Because when you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to emulate the things of the Spirit of God. Jesus said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. And then he said, you can do nothing without me. Well, when he's a part of the equation, all in all, everything that comes out of you is going to be nothing but fruit that glorifies God. No matter how it comes, trials, tribulations, persecutions, whatever the case might be, stand the test of time. Don't go down in history as a bunch of people that said, I wish I would have. You wish you would have what? I wish I would have did more. They ask people, I've seen a little bit of a questionnaire that an individual gave to older people that were about to die, that they were about to leave this earth and go into the, you know, next life, the afterlife. And interestingly enough, they were asked, what is it that you wish you would have done? You know what the number one response was, friends? I would have taken more chances. But again, going back to if you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, taking more chances in what direction? Being led of the Spirit of God to believe that you can do what he said that you can do, that you're well able to overcome and not limit the Holy One of Israel? Or is it taking more chances and making more money? Taking more chances and doing things of the flesh, or the things of the flesh rather than the things of the Spirit? Because again, friends, keep in mind, we have one shot at this. We have one opportunity. And life is but a vapor, and we best make the most of it, because before we know it, everybody that's listening to me right now, you know, another point I want to make, adding to what I'm saying to you right now, do forgive me if I'm throwing too much on you, but I got a minute here. As you ask a woman that's 90 years old, like my wife's grandma, what it was like when she was 5 and 6 years old, you know what they say to you, friends? It was just like it was yesterday. It was just like it was yesterday. Let your treasure be the tabernacle in the throne room of the Most High. Read Psalm 15 and make that your great aim. To go to the holy hill of the Lord. To go into the holy of holies and meet him on his terms. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And by the way, that is the order that God has ordained. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then, not the other way around. I know that there's a lot of preachers doing it the other way around. Folks, they're deceivers. They use covetous words to make gain out of you. They're teachers. And the only people that are listening to these teachers are those that are keeping them up to itch their itching ears. And remember, friends, we can do this. We can do this. We cannot do this independent of God, nor do we want to do it independent of God. We want to do it his way, so therefore we need to know concerning his doctrine. And in the process of that, again, for those that love the Lord all across the nation, all across the nations that are listening to me right now, what is it that you want to do? Because the heart of God is to seek and save that which is lost. The heart of God is men. We are our brother's keeper. And we're to love them the way that we love ourselves. And the only way that we can do that is by loving God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's his heart. So if everybody that's listening to me right now loves God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you better get busy, because you have nothing but opportunity. And rest assured, friends, you're not going to get bored. That's all you have in front of you, is nothing but opportunity to prove your God. Because this morning when I got up, I went out to eat. Man, I'm tracking everywhere I go. I'm talking to people everywhere I go in Charlotte, North Carolina. Why? Because I love God. I want him glorified. And I love people. And you can't do it one way or another, or one without the other, I should say. Folks, I love you by what I do. Do consider the ministry, supporting the ministry. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Become a sons and daughter, or son or daughter of liberty. Again, friends, I will talk to you soon. Again, broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.